there's Cappy. Here's Beto.
Beto, why are you wearing sunglasses indoors? You know that's a pet peeve of mine.
Because Cappy's here.
It's a D-bag move.
It's such a D-bag move.
Unless you're Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. What about LeBron?
Wearing sunglasses inside? Yeah. He's big enough to pull it off.
Oh, he pulls it off. We're
average humans cannot. Beto's
really? Cappy Beto's always wears sunglasses.
Oh, Beto.
Beto's
actually
being a douche. Hang on.
Gaming Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
Beto, I'm glad you're here.
No, the real reason I have glasses on, I went to the eye doctor. I got an eye issue.
Do you have your eyes like super...
Are they dilated?
Dilated.
Yeah. Oh, no, I see. Yeah, you got blood in one eye.
Oh, yeah. No.
All right, so Beto, you work a lot of fights.
Yes. I just came back from Mexico this morning.
Did you see the Showtime fight over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so apparently Jose Valenzuela beat up Chris Colbert pretty good.
Rayo Valenzuela, yeah.
But they gave the decision to Colbert.
Yes.
Now, are you ever in the role of...
Jim Gray?
Yes.
That's what I do.
Okay. Listen to this and tell me if you're surprised that Gray, who is paid by Showtime, called out the judges. Here it is.
I understand your disappointment. You asked me a question. I do understand your disappointment.
They got to be fair and square, man. I went through a lot, man. I went 4 months hard. You know, it was tough, man. And to come out like this, man, this sucks.
To answer your question, it's a terrible decision.
Thank you. Thank you. I respect you.
All right. Back to you, Moro.
Now, right. Jim can do that because he's Jim Gray.
Right. If you did that, you would not be on the next package.
Why would they fire you over that?
Because
it happened to me.
You're crapping.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really? And what did you say that got you in trouble?
I kind of
something
gave
similar to that.
Something similar to that, where I gave an opinion.
Yeah.
And see, Jim Gray can do that because he's Jim Gray.
Right.
He's been around forever. He's Hall of Fame broadcast career. I come across as that snarky, know-it-all, smart-ass where...
No, go figure.
Well, it's
kept me here 20 years. Like
you heard the story last week about the guy who had a talk show in Syracuse.
Yeah. Yes, oh my God.
And the owner of the station was friends with Boeheim, so he fired the guy?
Wait, not just friends. The Boeheim was an investor in the guy's company that owns the radio station.
What?
So Boeheim says to the guy, hey, I can't take the negativity. You got to fire him. The guy comes out. He's not bashful about it. He says, I fired him because he's too negative. Boeheim's an investor in my company. I was listening to what my investor
was. So that's like state-owned media.
I mean, Mace, if you want to take on that fight, go fight it.
State-owned media.
A lot of radio shows are like that.
It's like KLAC is owned by the Dodgers.
Yes.
A lot of it is. So they can't say anything negative about the Dodgers.
Well, I get in trouble with the Lakers if I get too negative. I can say anything.
When was the last time you were reprimanded?
Oh, yeah. About a year ago?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Since then, you've been positive.
Well, I just let Mason criticize him.
Who did you get reprimanded by?
Jeannie.
Oh, yeah. See, now I'm allowed to say anything I want about the Lakers.
And Matt, how'd that work out for you with Jeannie?
We have a text relationship. We had her fiance on the show today.
Did she follow you?
Wait, Jay Moore was on today?
He's doing
a comedy show on Thursday, but it's sold out.
Wait a second, where at?
Improv.
Ice House, Pasadena.
Wait a second, and Bergman allowed Jay Moore on the air?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Jay Moore's funny.
Bergman knows what's good.
Ted Leitner's funny.
Yeah, Ted Leitner's very
Nobody
funny.
Nobody knows him in L.A., though.
I know, but you build a story.
He's our friend.
You don't have time to build
the
story.
You're allowed to have friends on the show. That's what Shadano does all the time. I'm friends with Tim McManus.
But they don't come on.
With
Tim Bonkamps. Yes, they do.
Tim Bonkamps.
Jovan Buha.
It's like those are guys that cover L.A.
Yeah, but they're all his friends. They're his friends.
Here's Dave McManus.
Have some friends.
Yeah, Ted Leitner's one of our friends.
You should leave. Old friend.
I can't see you. I've got sunglasses on. I can't see you anymore.
We're smooth here, baby.
Yeah,
we're smooth.
Very smooth.
Everyone's got sunglasses on now, too.
Everybody.
Yeah. Coolest people in the room.
We all look like morons.
Yeah. No, we look cool. LeBron has made it cool. Like, hey, that jacket he was wearing Friday night, I don't know what kind of motorcycle he showed up on, but I want to ride that bike, too.
That was fire.
That was amazing, right?
Yeah, fire.
Lit?
Yeah, lit.
Totally lit.
Is lit a thing now?
Lit is a big thing.
Lit is a thing. Fire is a thing.
Fire is a thing, but lit is big.
What's that?
Lit on Tuesdays. That's only my...
Yeah, lit on Tuesdays.
Only lit on Tuesdays?
Yeah. What's the other word you told me? Dank.
Dank is, yeah.
Yeah, dank.
Right. Dude, it
sounds like a bad thing, but
no, it's
great
thing.
A really good thing.
Yeah, it's totally great.
Do you ever use dank?
No, I've never even heard
it. Oh, boy. Can you use that on a Lakers game?
Is it a four-letter really word dank? That'll get me in trouble?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
You know what he's going to use during a game?
Tell me. What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
I'm going to work it in, Cap.
You have to.
That is such you have a great to. Line.
Are you really?
That you have to work that
it's
in.
It's like my favorite drop in a really long time.
Dude, it's my favorite. That it's your favorite. Yes. I love it.
Oh, the Michelle Tafoya so bit you guys didn't have, huh?
Oh, yeah. Ireland to put anything. Well, I mean, anything.
I don't know if I can say dank.
No, don't say dank.
Don't say dank.
Dank is not a four-letter word.
No, but it sounds like
you're
trying.
Well, it is, but it isn't.
No, I'm going to advise you to not do it.
No, you're good. It just sounds like you're an old guy trying to
sound cool.
Got it.
Which is Cappy's job.
It's actually spelled D-A-N-Q-U-E.
Okay, there you go.
Is it really? What's the origin?
It's French.
It is French.
Yes, it is.
It's not a French word.
Yes,
dank
it is.
Not a French word.
It's dank.
French Canadian.
No. Right. It's interesting that you had that immediate answer, but it's not French.
It's not true?
Yeah, no.
Not true.
No, dank is not French.
Got it.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about it. I heard a promo about you and bickering with Sedano and how bickering is sort of the flavor of the show. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, you know, in that same promo, they rip us.
No, they don't rip us.
Yeah,
they say they're the best show on the station.
Get it. Get
you're
the promo,
totally
Laura.
Ripped, Mace.
Yeah, he basically, Sedano comes
you're
on
happy
and says,
said your name.
Says that we're, he basically accuses us of being old, like an old married couple that doesn't have sex anymore.
Well.
Not that I ever had sex.
Are you saying that's not true, Mace?
No.
It is. The flavor of the show. No.
Play the promo.
Do you have the promo? Because I just heard the good parts. I only hear the good parts.
You heard your name. And they
block out the negativity.
They called you guys old.
Yeah.
You know what I say? As long as you spell it right. I mean, go ahead and talk about
it.
I actually think
that you should, if you have a radio show, you should think you're the best show on the station. I have zero issue with it.
They're my second favorite show on the station.
After Travis?
No, ours is the favorite. Oh. And then you guys are tied with Travis.
Oh, we're tied. Yes.
We're tied.
Tied for second.
Gotcha.
Tied for last.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. Jorge, did you find the... Laura, did you find the promo?
I'm looking for it right now.
Burden's looking for
it. It ran 10 times during the Laker game.
Here's what I think. I heard good... I only remember the good parts. I remember the good parts. I heard the word iconic, and I was like, yeah.
Old.
Iconic.
Oh, iconic is old?
Iconic is cool.
The way he says it is, he goes, we have the best show on... This is Sedano talking. He goes, we have the best show on the station. Mason and Ireland, they might have the most iconic show, but they're done.
Did he say we're done?
It's our time.
Done?
He insinuates it.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
He insinuates
they're
that we're done.
Guys.
Did your mom hear this, Mason?
That's interesting that you only heard iconic and thought it was a compliment.
Iconic is iconic is a good thing.
No, but I wonder if your mom's feelings were hurt by what George said.
Very well could have been.
George, iconic. OG,
he hurts your mom's feelings
old,
a lot.
Old guy. Been here a long time.
Got it? Okay, hit it.
Sedano and Cap.
The fun way to drive home every weekday afternoon on 710.
I think we have the best show on this station, okay?
You're very bashful when it comes to talking about that.
I have said that for a long time. You know, look, Mason Ireland are absolutely the OGs of LA Sports
OGs.
Talk Radio. I'm not trying to deny that.
Iconic.
But I think there comes a time where you're no longer the best show.
Have they reached that time?
You could still be the most iconic show,
iconic.
But not the best show
at
the moment.
Okay, I see the distinction.
Travis and Slee are still, they're still young together.
Up and coming.
You and I have known each other for 20 years.
More.
Now, people didn't get the bickering at first, but now the people that get the bickering, they love the bickering.
I don't get it myself. I mean, I personally don't understand.
So I don't think that's that bad.
It's not.
It's not good.
But here's the thing. You should believe, I think that promo's wrong. I think we have the best show on the station, but...
You should. It's your show. You should feel that
correct.
Way.
Correct. You guys should feel like you have the best show on the station. I think that's what you're trying to do with the show. You're trying to project, make the show the best you can be, so I have zero issue with
it. So, iconic, by the way, means venerated. Venerated
what does
means
venerated mean?
Respect or awe inspired by dignity... Wisdom,
we have
dedication,
no
and talent.
We have no wisdom.
Cappy's the one who called you iconic.
Give
first.
Me some veneration is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Veneration.
I wish I would have
makes,
used that word.
Yeah, use that word.
I would have used veneration rather
than
iconic.
Had I known what that word meant, I would have been complimented,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
But,
I think
you know,
so.
There you go.
It's Mason in Ireland.
Huh?
These guys are venerated.
Yeah.
I'm
totally...
It sounds like we have a disease.
Yeah. Last week I listened to... Was it? I listened to. It's Monday. It was last week. I totally listened to an entire show.
Yeah, how's that?
I was driving. I listened to an entire show. I was with you the entire time. I thought it was fantastic. I heard that rant, and then I heard them playing stuff from Amanda saying they've tailed off,
right.
And then Sedano saying management is anti Shinano and Cap.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe at all.
Wait a minute. They won. You guys like cleaned up at the Mandy Awards. How can management be anti Shinano and Cap?
Because Amanda management went on the air and said they were flat. They were tailing off.
But that's her job. She has to keep us motivated.
Yeah.
You know.
Phil Jackson over there.
You think they're tailing off?
Keep your players level headed.
Yeah. I think they're getting back now, though, over the last week.
They're getting back.
Now that Shinano's on vacation.
Right before Shinano pulled a Mason and took 8 days off, they were getting back.
They were getting back.
Yeah. They were mailing it in, right?
They weren't mailing it in. There was just maybe a little too much bickering.
Too much bickering. Yeah,
too much bickering.
Yeah. There's a bicker limit.
Yeah, so what do you think? Like, we were at 100% too much. What level or what percentage?
50% bickering is good.
50 bickering is good.
50% is good.
Yeah, over 50, too much.
Yeah, you don't see mom and dad fight every day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, so how do you guys think this Lamar Jackson thing is going to end? Did you see he came out and asked for a trade today? Yeah. So how does it end? Does he just go back and play for the Ravens?
Yes, he does. He goes back and plays for the Ravens for whatever it is, $45 million, and plays for his contract.
No way, man.
For a big deal.
Jeff Darlington says he won't do it.
Yeah, I think it's over.
He's not sitting out a year.
No, I don't think he's going to sit out a year.
He thinks they're going to force him to trade him.
Yeah. Because why would they? I mean, listen, I understand bitterness of an owner to a player, but if you're the Ravens and you've got that asset, why would you not trade it if he's not going to play for you?
Well, that goes with what you were saying about Ohtani earlier, right? You offer him a bunch of money. If he doesn't want to take it, trade him. You can't let him go for nothing.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. So if you're
ten games over 500 at the trade deadline, you're leading the American League West.
But
do you trade him?
Go back to Lamar Jackson. If Lamar says, I'm not playing for you, what are they doing for a quarterback?
You'll find somebody.
What do you mean, find somebody? It's the hardest thing to find in the world.
You'll find somebody who's going to get the job done.
How about this?
They're not going to be like Lamar Jackson, but you'll find somebody who just come in. Look, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he just signed in Tampa.
Damn it.
1 year, $8 million. Yeah, how about the Ravens make a trade with the Packers, and the Ravens take on Jordan Love, and the Packers go get Lamar Jackson, and then they go from Favre to Rodgers to Lamar.
Lamar doesn't strike me as a Green Bay kind of guy, but maybe Matt LaFleur could make it work.
Just coming up with concepts. That's all. Ideas.
It seems like it's got to be somebody near the top of the draft.
Oh, how about
that's got a number one
pick.
But
he asked for a trade earlier, right?
He says he asked for it a month ago, and he went public with it today.
How about this? I'll throw an idea.
Didn't get out. That's good.
This is an idea. You ready?
Yep.
How about the Rams trade Matthew Stafford because Baltimore needs a starting quarterback.
Right.
You trade Matthew Stafford, and the Rams have now gone so far as to send their season ticket holders a letter explaining we got a lot of draft capital in the future.
11 draft picks this year.
Could you rebuild the Rams by having Lamar Jackson rather than Matthew Stafford?
Oh, sure you could.
So?
But I'm trying to
McVay, can you imagine?
I don't think the Rams have got the enough draft capital to make a deal for Lamar Jackson.
You Herschel Walker this thing. You give him everything.
Wow. Next year's one.
Well, and they would insist on Cooper Kupp.
They've got 11 picks this year. I don't know if they insist on Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp coming off a massive injury?
Yeah. I don't know that they insist on him. Mm. But I like the way they're
just ideas. I'm spitballing.
Spitballing is going to end up somewhere.
Yeah.
I heard Washington is the most likely place for him to go.
Somebody texted me today that is in the know, but he said, and he wasn't saying this is imminent or that it's happening, but he said, keep an eye on the Colts.
Hmm. Well, they got the number one pick from Chicago. Uh-huh. No, Carolina did.
Yeah. Carolina did.
Yeah. And
Bears traded back.
Right, but I think Indy may have picked two. You'll have to check me on that.
Yeah,
This person just sent me one. He goes, regarding Colts. Lamar, keep an eye on the Colts.
Yeah. I think that's a possibility.
Yeah.
In the mix.
Wait, isn't the Colts' new head coach the guy who was the Eagles' offensive coordinator? Does that sound right?
Shane Steichen?
He was with the Chargers a few years ago.
Steichen.
He was
something
quarterback coach for the Chargers.
Maybe.
So maybe there's a match. I don't know. I think he's going to wind up staying where he is.
I think he's got no leverage at all.
But
what leverage does he have?
What leverage do the Ravens have?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to play with Tyler Huntley till you come back. You're going to sit out a year. We also got your franchise tag next year.
Nobody's sitting out a year, right?
Nobody's sitting out a year. That's why at the end of the day, I think the Ravens have got the leverage.
But I think there's a rule that he has to come back and play in X number of games or be available. So like he could sit out, I want to say, like the first 10 games and still get a vested year. Listen, I wish I knew I was exactly 100% right. I've seen it one time before with one other player that said, no, I'm making my stand. I'm not going back in. And then he went to the 10th game. It was his first game
of the season.
Vincent Jackson, RIP.
Yeah.
And he like claimed he hurt his toe and said, I'm not playing. So he did what he was supposed to do. Come back, put on pads, be activated, and then went in the game and said, I'm hurting.
But
I don't
is Lamar Jackson really going to sit out a year?
No.
Because they got another franchise tag on him next year.
Right, but what good does it do for the Ravens to franchise a guy 2 years in a row and then not play him?
What good does it do Lamar Jackson to not play?
Oh, well, he's trying to make a point that he doesn't want to be there.
Right, but I mean, this is a little bit like, I'm trying to think, who these guys that demand trades and then they never happen. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
We've seen that happen.
This feels a little Eric Dickerson to me. Remember when Dickerson was on the Rams? And
before he went to the Colts?
Yeah, he just said, I'm not playing here ever again, and he was the best running back in football, and the Rams had it, under, and he just goes, I'm not playing for you, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. They trade him to the Colts.
Didn't Marcus Allen do that too?
With the Raiders? Yeah, well, that was a personal problem with Al Davis, but same thing, yeah.
And went to Kansas City from the Raiders, yeah. So, Cappy, next Monday, Yamava.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, the glove. Gary Payton's coming out.
Gary Payton,
with us.
How about that?
Really? How about that? Yeah, the glove.
Oh, the best trash talker out there.
His son came back after a long injury layoff last night for the Warriors, so he's back in the mix.
Yeah, the glove. I love when people, when you say Gary Payton's name, it's the first thing everybody says, the glove, the glove.
And you're like, yeah, that's right. Glove
Oregon
is coming.
State.
Great trash talker. Now what I need Miami to win over UConn, because that's Shidano's team.
And San Diego State.
And I need San Diego State to win. Because if San Diego State played Miami, a team that I root for,
that's like
San
the Sedano and Cap Super Bowl.
Sliwa versus Shidano would be legendary.
And then the winner gets Leitner or Dan Levitard over the next
day. Sliwa's gone. Yeah, I heard that earlier.
Is he really?
Yeah,
he's gone.
You know, I didn't like what he was doing, though, because like anytime you go to a Final Four, the school then has the opportunity to put out packages.
Yep.
So it's like chartered airfare, bus accommodations on the ground, hotel, meals, pregame parties, tickets to the games, etc. And it's actually not unreasonable. Like, it's too expensive for me because, like, I wouldn't pay for it. But Sliwa might.
Yeah. But I think, isn't he going on a press pass? I would think. Right?
I don't know. No. He's going to the Final Four games on tickets. But we happen to be in Houston. The Lakers happen to be in Houston. So he's going to do the pregame, pre and postgame show from the arena.
Oh, the national championship game tickets are cheap.
I would think so.
Final Four, not cheap.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went to the UCLA Gonzaga game in Vegas and got a good seat for $300.
Yeah, a friend of mine got ripped off. He had to buy the ticket twice.
Really?
No, really?
First ones weren't legit?
Oh, no, they were legit. The app messed them up.
Man.
A lot of people happen to that. Yeah. Dude. Makes you look good. I like your hair.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I like the sweater.
Very Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, you're dressed up, huh?
Very Shannon Sharp.
I'm no longer dressing like a slob. Like
really?
Yeah, I'm trying to dress.
I like that.
No longer like a hobo, a flood victim, an unmade bed. None of those things. I'm trying to dress like a
man. Was it that said you dress like an unmade bed?
That's Jim Lampley.
Yeah.
Flood victim was Colin Cowherd.
Oh.
Yeah. Unmade bed, flood victim, and I added hobo.
Gotcha.
That's a good one.
I like it. It's very Shannon Sharp sweater.
Thank you. Yeah, this is my best Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys got coming up today? A lot of stupidity?
No, not as much.
No?
No.
Light on the stupidity?
Low light stupidity.
Beto's a very serious person.
Oh, yes, he is. Very serious.
Yeah, we're going to talk MLB trade deadline.
Right.
Yeah.
Angels breakdown.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
coming. That's coming.
No San Diego people on the radio station.
Breaking it all down.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're back tomorrow. Actually, me and Andy, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Yep. In the meantime, it is Shidano and Cap with Beto filling in. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, come on. Bang, ba-dum, bum.
Woo!
Bing, ba-dum, bing, ba-dum, bum. Pick-a-doom, ba-dum, bum.
Hold on, let me get my phone.
Bing, ba-dum, bam, ba-dum, bop. Pick-a-doom, ba-dum, bum.
That's a strong Monday recording.
Bing, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum.
Let's go, let's go.
Pick-a-doom,
ba-dum,
bum, ba-dum, bum.
Ooh, the point.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to post that in the community. That's a good point right there.
That's Monday good. Afternoon, and Beto's in the house.
What's up, Cappy?
What's up, sucker?
I'm going to get you, sucker. That's a strong sucker. I haven't been called sucker in a while, man. Yeah, that's good.
I just busted that out of the 80s.
Yeah.
That's what I just did right there. So, Chris is right. Slee is a San Diego State alum. I'm just somebody who's been supporting and sitting there in the front row for the last 15 to 20 years, kind of watching this whole thing grow. So I can't take credit, not my school, but a team that I certainly support.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
because
you will?
In San Diego, and a lot of people from LA go to San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great party school. I had great times in San Diego State. What's up, Montezuma? We had some good times down there. But San Diego State is the community. So everybody there should be backing them. It doesn't matter if you went to school there or not, because it's not like SC, UCLA, pick one or pick the other. San Diego State is the school of the people.
Yep.
Right? Nobody's really riding for USD. Nobody's going with UCSD.
No.
Shout out to Point Loma, but nobody's really going there.
Yeah.
San Diego State is the school of the town, of the people. So everybody should be behind them.
I got to tell you guys, honestly, I was sitting there yesterday in a bar, and I was watching this game. And there were a whole bunch of people wearing gear that said San Diego State, and they were all high-fiving each other with a lot of pride. Like, I went. Did you go? What year? It's great. And these are people that have never watched a basketball game. They don't know anything about what's going on in the program. They're just excited that their team is going to the Final Four. And I was like, you know what? This is freaking cool.
Yeah.
For a town that's been beaten down, lost their NFL team, et cetera, et cetera.
You know how many friends I have that went to San Diego State for 1 year that still claim them?
They only made the 1 year, huh?
Yeah, they were the original bounce backs.
Yeah,
I
gotcha.
You got to get after it. Everybody has some San Diego State kind of gear, because here, it looks cool. Because especially if you're Latino, the name Aztecs, and then their merch looks cool. My kid has a San Diego State hat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tony Gwynn.
How about this? My girlfriend, who's a San Diego State alum, yesterday went on to Amazon to buy a San Diego State hat, because immediate, like, hey, I'm now into it kind of a thing. Got to the Final Four, I'm into it. Sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Merch sold out.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, San Diego State, great communications program, great school paper, a lot of broadcasters around town. John Hartung from Dodgers TV,
mm-hmm.
Alumni.
Yeah.
Omar Ruiz, our good friend from NFL Network, alumni. They were all pumped up. It's good to see when somebody gets behind.
How about your man Kirk Morrison, alumni?
Yeah, but he got paid to go there.
Oh, okay.
So that's a different story.
All right, different deal. Pre-NIL, though,
He still got paid.
I know. So I'm watching this game yesterday, and I'm in this bar, and I swear to you, every single monitor in the bar was on this San Diego State Creighton game yesterday.
Awesome.
So here's me. I do this. You ready? I couldn't help myself. I had to. I'm like, excuse me? Hey, you got these two TVs right here, both on the same game.
Man.
Would you guys mind turning on the Laker game, please? And the guy was
in
like,
San Diego?
Yeah, the guy's like, you're kidding me right now, right? I'm like, no, look, there's a TV right there, and everybody's looking that way, and there's two right here. So, why do they both have to be on the exact same game? Can you guys turn on the Laker game? Do you guys mind? And the guy was like, for reals? And I'm like, yeah, what's the big deal? So there I was, Beto, sitting at this bar watching the Laker game on my phone. And then LeBron came back into the game.
Oh, here you go.
And I went, what's going on here? Like, I honestly was like, look, my focus is on the TVs up top here and this Final Four game. Who's going to the Final Four? And it's tie game and there's 5 seconds left. And I'm seeing LeBron come in the game and I'm like, am I seeing this? Or is this like some replay, or is it a highlight? Are they kind of talking about when LeBron's coming back? I didn't know LeBron was coming in yesterday. Nobody told me.
I knew he was coming back yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. It's called social media. Follow the right people. Follow the people in the league, man.
Oh, yeah?
McManaman.
Okay.
Yo, Mike Trudell.
Yeah.
It all's out there. You didn't know he was going to play?
No, because I was much more focused on the college basketball. So at what point do you know that he's going to play?
When they tweeted it out, like at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Hey, good for you, man. I guess I wasn't following McManaman.
I was in Mexico
yesterday.
Following.
I didn't follow it. Okay? So I didn't know. And then LeBron comes off the bench. And I was like, wait, is that really? LeBron's coming off the bench? If he's playing, he's not starting? Okay, comes off the bench.
The second time in his career.
LeBron leads the scoring. And what happens?
Oh, don't tell me you're going to start this.
Start what?
You're going to start this?
Start what?
They lost because of LeBron.
I'm not saying they lost because of LeBron. Did I say that?
Then what are you doing?
I'm just saying.
The facts are the facts. This is also not us bickering. It's not bitter because we didn't speak before the show because I had some things to take care of.
Okay.
You're really going to go on the LeBron is the problem?
Did I say that? Did I say LeBron was a problem? Did I say that? I didn't say that.
Oh, no?
No.
You're just insinuating?
No, here's what I'm saying.
LeBron comes off the bench?
LeBron played yesterday.
Uh-huh. And the Lakers lost.
And the Lakers lost. Wait, I have a question. Is that a fact or is that an opinion?
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. That's a strong Monday.
Is this a fact or is this opinion?
Hey, as Morales would say, lesson, right? A lesson about radio?
Yeah, master class.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I mean, come on. LeBron played.
Uh-huh.
And the Lakers lost. That is a fact. That is not an opinion.
Okay.
Now LeBron doesn't
play.
Right.
Lakers lose.
Yep.
You would say that LeBron doesn't play and the Lakers lose. That's not a fact. That's an opinion.
Right. That's right. Right.
Oh,
Right. Exactly. So if LeBron doesn't play yesterday and the Lakers lose, I'd be like, yo, here are the facts. No LeBron, they lost.
And we need LeBron back if they want to get into the playoffs.
Well, I'll just go back to last week. I'm going to go back to last week here for just one quick second.
We're really going to do this for 3 hours.
So Jay Williams on ESPN Radio on KJM, Jay Williams goes on the air last week, says what he said about LeBron coming back and how it would impact the Lakers and their chemistry. Mm-hmm. At least that's the way I heard it. And gets nationally ridiculed for the opinion. Laura, can you play what Jay Will said last week that made waves around here about LeBron? Can you play that?
Everybody keeps saying, I wanted to say it first, right? Until I started digging down into it. Well, if you bring back LeBron, this team can get potentially to the Western Conference Finals. How do you bring back LeBron? Like, the more I sit there and think about it, the more I think about when you bring back LeBron in this short period, how in the hell is Austin Reeves supposed to continue to play at this level? The ball's in Austin Reeves' hands a ton. You guys know the kind of lather, the kind of rhythm that you get when the ball's in your hand? You increase the amount of possessions, the volume of possessions. I feel way more comfortable with the rock now. When LeBron comes back and Austin Reeves is the ball.
You're making the Austin Reeves argument.
Not at all.
I love watching.
Not at all. I'm not making the Austin Reeves argument.
Let's have Austin Reeves carry us to the playoffs.
I'm not saying that.
Then why are you even bringing this up?
Because here's what Jay Williams was saying.
I want to hear what Scott Kaplan was saying.
Well, no, because here's what I want to get to.
Not the guy in New York. I want to hear Scott Kaplan right here in front of me.
What Jay Will was saying is you got to be smart about how you reinsert LeBron into the lineup. And here's what happened yesterday. LeBron warmed up before the game.
Mm-hmm.
The team had its game plan. Hey, guys, we're going into this game. We know we don't have D'Lo. We know we don't have LeBron. Here's the game plan. Then LeBron warms up before the game and LeBron walks into the back and goes, yo, I'm playing. Well, hold on, because we have like this whole game plan today and we know who's going to play and who's going to sub and we already know what we're doing. No, I'm playing. And do you suppose anybody, coach, team doctor, general manager, owner, is there anybody that would go, wait, let's not just reinsert you like hastily because you say you're ready. Dude, let's go out here and win this game. We got a good chemistry thing going. We'll reinsert you Monday, Tuesday. You're ready to go on Wednesday. Is that crazy? Really? Is it?
This isn't December, man. The season is winding down. You want to have this is you. Know, this is great fodder for Sports Talk Radio because if LeBron would not have played, you'd be on him.
No,
so
I wouldn't. Yeah, he wasn't expected to play.
No, instead of like saying, "Hey, the guy who comes back earlier than expected,
unbelievable, incredible,"
sounds like he's going to have surgery to fix that tendon in his foot after the season.
That's not what he said.
Huh?
It's not what he said. He said he doesn't have to get his foot surgically fixed because the LeBron James of doctors is working on him.
Yeah, right now he doesn't.
Okay.
If you would have read past that quote a little bit farther down in Jovan Buha's story.
No, I wasn't reading that.
Okay. You would see that he said there's potential that it could be done after the season.
Okay.
Anyways, whatever. You have a LeBron. Why would you not use him? How bad are you going to be with your takes against LeBron?
Listen, I'm just saying this. The stats are the stats and the facts are the facts.
So you didn't want LeBron yesterday?
Correct.
Oh my God.
Correct. I know it's blasphemy. How dare he? How dare he say this? Blasphemy is what this is, Beto Duran.
You really did not want LeBron.
I can't believe you didn't just sigh. I gave you such an opportunity to pull a Shedano sigh.
That's not my thing.
That's not your deal?
That's not my thing.
The pause was your deal?
It's the make sure we don't get dumped deal.
Okay.
Wow.
Because you're going to curse.
Yeah. You have LeBron James, ability to come and play for you, right? And I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, right? But you have a chance as the season is winding down, as you're fighting for a playoff spot, as you're trying to get to 500 and have the 500 parade.
Which they did the game before.
Right.
And then LeBron came back and they lost. They went sub 500 again.
Oh, my.
These are just the facts. This is not an opinion. These are just the facts. Everybody stick around. Beto's in. Oh, it's going to be a hot one today. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Is that you? Are you a rude boy, Beto? You're a rude boy, aren't you?
Bad girl Riri. I just still remember when she was dating Matt Kemp.
Really?
And she went to a Dodger game, sat right behind the dugout.
Yeah.
Officers of the press box are looking because it was just a scene when she showed up.
Yeah.
That was an interesting year.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting year. The stuff you would hear in the clubhouse.
Matt Kemp had it going on for a while.
Matt Kemp was the man.
Yeah, bro. He was.
He should have been the MVP, but except Ryan Braun got the MVP the year he got busted for
juiced up.
Right. Yeah, Miami guy.
Yeah.
Valley boy.
So, am I like out of my mind here this afternoon, everybody?
No,
I haven't checked. I haven't checked the circle of trust yet.
No.
I'm just getting onto Twitter. Okay.
Okay. So, Cap. So.
Okay.
I did not watch the game yesterday. I was in Guadalajara, Mexico yesterday.
See? Right?
So
hey. I would have brought you back some tequila, but I drank it.
Okay.
But I got some Coors Light in the fridge.
Okay.
Anyways.
You brought that Coors Light with you or was already in the fridge?
No, it's George left the cooler from the pickleball tournament.
Got it.
And he said, hey, I left some Coors Light for you in there.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, thanks, George.
All right. So you are actually sharing then the Coors Light that was given to you?
Yes.
Okay, fair.
That's what you do.
Okay, so anyways, you're in Guadalajara.
So I was in Mexico yesterday, keeping track of what's going on with the Lakers because I know I'm going to be in this week.
Okay.
And I didn't get a chance to watch the game. But what I did do is NBA on their YouTube, they go and put the highlights of the game.
Yeah.
So I watched that. I watched two different versions while I was at the airport last night. And damn it, Cappy, I get what you're saying. I can understand what you're saying. And I didn't want to follow the game live. So I went to the airport early and I was looking at Lakers Twitter. One of the things I always do is I go watch go see the tweets of my guy, Golden Knight Graphics, right? Does a great job. And never met the guy, don't know him at all, but his tweets are pretty good from a hardcore Laker fan perspective without being purple color roses.
Okay.
Right? And his tweets were solid. Then you see the interaction, and I started seeing what you're saying.
Yeah.
I started seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people who, and it wasn't just the anti-LeBron people that hate him no matter what. It's the people, hey, I understand what Jay Will said. I understand what some of the people are saying about how LeBron messes up what the team was building with.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, damn it, give me LeBron any chance you have. Coming off the bench, great. And if you can't figure out how you can integrate LeBron James onto your team, he's been gone for almost a month, right? But he's there at practices with you. You know what's going on. You know the deal. If this was November, December, and you're still trying to figure things out, okay, I can see that. You've been around him all season long. You know what's going on. You know the deal. Now, if you, as a professional player on the Lakers, don't know that it's LeBron's team.
No, you do know.
Then what are you complaining about?
No, you do know that it's LeBron's team.
And if you as a fan don't know that it's going to be LeBron running this, then what are you doing?
No.
You know what it was yesterday?
Let me hear.
Where the hell was Rui Hachimura? Where was it? He didn't play anything at all yesterday. Where were some of the other players? Anthony Davis, back to when I was watching the game on YouTube, seeing the highlights, there were some plays where the defensive breakdowns from the Lakers at times, like, what's going on? And this is the NBA YouTube pages posting these highlights. So many Bulls highlights. Where are the Laker highlights?
Hey, listen.
Where was Anthony Davis a lot of this game?
Anthony Davis, for a guy that all season long, everybody's been saying he's supposed to be the number one guy. I said it earlier in the season. Everybody laughs at me. He's not.
He's not.
And he can't be.
And especially not back-to-back. Because Friday night, stud. Right?
Yep.
Yesterday, nothing. So this morning, I watched the game in completion.
Yeah.
And I was fast-forwarding a lot of it, too. That game was bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, listen.
So for you to go and say that, LeBron came back, he ruined all the chemistry?
That's not what I said.
Then what did you say?
I said
he
that.
Played, that's right. You said he played, they lost.
That's right. That's precisely
what you're saying.
That's precisely
that's
what I said.
Whatever.
I
that's
said,
an easy way out.
It's no easy way out.
It is.
It's a fact.
No, that's you wanting to blame LeBron without blaming LeBron.
That's not blaming LeBron. What it is it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Beto Duran.
Mm-hmm. No, don't give me this.
Yes, sir. The fact is this. LeBron James decided yesterday mid-morning,
after he warmed up,
that he was ready to play.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If Anthony Davis wants to play, can the medical staff shut him down?
No.
If Anthony Davis wants to play in a back-to-back game, but the medical staff has already said, no, he doesn't play back-to-back games. He has to sit here and he has to wait because he's in too much danger. They've decided for him he can't play.
Cappy, If you're a player who wants to play, you're going to play.
Not Anthony Davis.
Again, if you're a player that wants to play, you're going to play.
So Anthony Davis is a player who doesn't want to play.
I don't have morsels. I don't have sources like that.
Okay.
But if you're a player who wants to play, end of March, season winding down, chasing 500, if you want to play, you're going to play.
Okay, so Anthony Davis is a player who doesn't want to play, and LeBron James is a player
that wanted to play.
And when he decides he wants to, or he decides he can and wants to,
he has a tendon issue in his foot at 6'8".
But he makes a decision. I'm good. I'm ready to go. I play.
Yeah, he went.
There's no, put it this way.
He even cleared up the tweet on his own, right? Said, I haven't spoken with anybody. I don't know who your sources are. I haven't been evaluated. I'll come back when I come back.
Yeah.
You don't think he was working towards that?
Of course.
You don't think he was working towards Sunday 12:30 national game?
I think that LeBron.
Was this the national game yesterday?
I don't think so.
12:30, Cappy.
I don't know. I was watching it on Spectrum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
This wasn't the ABC game yesterday?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Laura, was this ABC game yesterday?
She don't know. She wasn't watching this.
Yesterday's game?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I was getting drunk.
See that?
Okay. All right.
So see that? What were you drinking?
Tequila.
Where at?
My boyfriend's sister's house.
The booze sister's house.
Yeah, drinking at 12:30. Interesting.
Really?
I mean, you know.
Straight up tequila or?
No.
Squirt.
I don't drink soda.
What's wrong with you? Tequila squirt, the best thing in the world.
No, just tequila neat.
Just
tequila.
Really?
You're an aristocrat.
Tequila mandala?
No, not tequila mandala, but, you know, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't have anything to mix, man.
Got it. So you're just, okay, so yesterday afternoon you weren't watching this Laker game.
All right, so I thought it was the national game, right?
Okay, I don't know if it was or wasn't. I watched it on Spectrum.
Okay.
On my phone.
Either way, it's
while watching basketball.
You're coming
because no one would let me change the channel.
In San Diego, they shouldn't be changing the channel.
Okay.
It should be all San Diego State.
Okay.
They shouldn't change
it. Well, it was.
Thing. Anyways, 12:30 game, right? Chicago.
Yeah.
Pat Beverly. You don't think he's coming back just for Pat Beverly? You don't think he's coming back for DeMar DeRozan? You don't think he's coming back to say, hey, look, guys, let's go?
Hey, late guys, let's go. It's my first game back, so go ahead. I hope you guys are enjoying your time in L.A. But you guys like that game? Did you guys have a good time? I hope you had fun. I mean, listen, all I'm saying is
Pepe
this.
Pepe Matia, it wasn't a national TV game. Okay. Gracias, Pepe.
Thank you.
All right.
All I'm saying is this. This is all I'm saying. And LeBron James could have walked into the locker room and said, hey, coach, I'm feeling really good. Frankly, I could play right now. But you know what? Because of the way the team is playing and the chemistry that's been developed, let me reinsert myself come Wednesday.
No,
I'll work out with the team Monday, Tuesday.
Hell no! Hey, coach, I see how good you're playing. I see your chemistry. I'm LeBron James. I'm coming in and we're going next level with this.
But that's not what happens.
That's how you think. How you are. That's when you are who you are. That's what you make it do.
Okay, well,
you walk into any studio, you make the show better, don't you?
Well,
damn right you do.
Hell yeah. You exactly. Tell them. Come on, Beto. Right.
You don't come in.
No.
Hey, Mason Ireland, you guys have good chemistry, but I'll wait till next week when Sedano's back. No, you walk in there like, So why would LeBron take a step back?
Because maybe.
Because he makes them better.
But he didn't.
He does, though. He does. And it's his team.
There you go.
Because you, Kaplan, you're going to rip him no matter what.
No.
You're going to get after him no matter what.
You just said it.
Yes, you are.
You nailed it.
What?
You just nailed
he
it.
He thinks he's the best one?
He thinks that?
Do you not think you have the best show? We said it earlier in Crosstalk. You should always think you have the best show.
All I'm saying is this.
What?
LeBron James, if anybody in that organization had the courage to say to him.
Who's going
to
tell him that?
That's my point.
And who doesn't want him? Kappa, you're really going to be Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Right. Be Darvin Ham right now.
Okay, I'm Darvin Ham.
All right, I'm LeBron.
Okay, you're LeBron?
Hey, I just got done warming up.
Yeah.
My foot feels good. I'm ready to go after a month.
Hey, you know what? Listen, that's great. But we already have a game plan for today.
All right, I'm dressed. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's precisely what happened. Oh, and by the way, during the game, hey, coach, sit down. Hey, everybody, come around me here. Let me get the chalkboard out here. Let me draw up a play for everybody.
I like that.
Yeah. Coach, we don't really need you unless I'm not playing. Look, maybe I'm by myself on this.
Your legacy is getting roasted no matter what, right?
My legacy?
Yeah. Because you're still LeBron, right?
Oh, okay. No, you were LeBron.
Oh, okay. Whatever. You're going to get roasted. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't if you're LeBron. So why would you not go
play? Who was going to roast him for not playing yesterday?
You.
No.
Yes.
No, he's been out.
You're accusing him of showing up and he's the one that ruined the chemistry.
I'm saying.
Did you not say he ruined the chemistry?
I did not.
All you said was he didn't play and they lost.
No, I said he did play and they lost.
Oh, yeah. He did play
and they lost. He played and they lost. Mm-hmm. Do you suppose that making a decision at 10:30 in the morning, I'm ready to go, put me back in? Do you suppose that disrupted the game plan and the chemistry? Possibly? Is that not a possibility? God, I'm such a smart basketball analyst. Because I understand team, and I understand team chemistry.
They should have waited on LeBron. They should have put him in on Wednesday. They should have given him a couple more days. They should have practiced him today and tomorrow. He could have been reinserted into the game plan. Everybody on the team knows what to do. Instead, it's like, I'm ready. I'm here. Everybody give me the ball and look out. AD, what happened to those 35 points? AD, what happened to being aggressive on the offensive end? Where is he?
Yeah.
Sorry, LeBron's back. He does it all.
So shouldn't AD say, hey, LeBron is playing on a bad wheel. Let's step it up and help the brother out.
Yeah, they should. He should.
Right?
But you know what LeBron is like? Give me the ball. I got it. I'm back. I got it. God, am I all alone? Am I really all alone? Come on. Are there people?
I was looking at Laker Twitter this morning, and yeah, there's a lot of people that support you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah.
That actually feels good.
I didn't say they're right, but they support you.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, I'm glad that I'm not the only person that has this brilliant opinion.
There's a lot of people that agree with you, Cap, that LeBron should not have played yesterday.
He should have played when they announced, hey, LeBron will be back on Wednesday. Not, hey, LeBron has made a decision that he's ready to go, and now we have to all do what LeBron says we have to do, which is start him. Well, he didn't start, but play him and give him the ball. Oh, that's a close, to a sigh. That qualifies as a Sedano sigh.
You know what I've loved about the evolution of Scott Kaplan, the basketball analyst?
Because make no mistake, I believe I am the smartest basketball analyst here at this radio station.
You're something. But you went from, I'm an outsider, I don't pay attention to nothing.
No, I'm an outsider.
Strong takes.
You know why? Because I don't have to deal with LeBron, and I don't have to deal with LeBron's people, so I can tell you the truth. Unlike everybody else who's got to suck up all the damn time. And you know that's the truth, baby. The clean truth.
Calm down. That's like a wrestler voice.
Yeah, brother.
Right now.
That's right, daddy.
Okay.
That's right, my brother.
I don't know who that is, but
it's you, brother.
Yeah. Cappy, you're on one today.
It's true, man.
No, you went from not caring at all about the NBA.
No, I care.
No. You went from that.
Yeah.
You were there. This season, you evolved.
Oh, yeah?
Because you got so...
I'm into it. I'm emotionally tied into it.
You got so hurt. When Sedano said you'll never be on his basketball podcast.
Yeah, it hurt. That hurt.
You went
that
all
hurt.
In.
Yeah, that hurt bad.
You went all in.
I mean, what an insult.
You are in the 619.
Yeah.
You and Rey Mysterio asking to change the San Diego State Final Four game or Elite Eight game to a Laker game.
That's right. I asked him, hey, there's
TVs. Would you have done that 3 months ago?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Because I was waiting for LeBron to come back again.
Hey, Cappy, I have a question.
Lindsay Baseball. Hello, Lindsay Baseball.
What about all the times that, like, you kill for months, you've been killing AD for not doing exactly what you said LeBron did?
Uh-huh.
Which is what?
Well, you said, well, if these guys can't step it up, if AD can't step it up when so-and-so is hurt, you know what I mean? Like, why you're killing LeBron for being doing that exact
no,
thing?
No. What I've been saying is, why does nobody listen to me? Why is it everything I say, nobody listens to a word I say? What I've been saying is, this is AD's moment. AD has to put the entire organization on his back. And guess what? That's what he was doing.
And not yesterday.
No.
So if he couldn't do it yesterday, whose fault is that? Isn't that on him?
Yep.
It's on the entire game plan change because LeBron's back.
AD should have been, look.
It's not like they didn't know. It's not like they don't have a game plan without LeBron. Like Beto said, it's not like he just came out of nowhere.
Okay.
He missed eight games.
Hey, I just want to say, they were 8-5 without LeBron. Okay, he makes his return yesterday. They lose their first game. Will they win in Chicago? Gosh, I hope so. Because if I'm LeBron, I do not let Patrick Beverley talk like that to me. I mean, my guy's too small.
Too small.
You're Pat Beverley. You're talking to me. I'm the king.
Pat Beverley left with a 118-108 victory.
All right. I'm telling you right now, Lindsay Baseball, I've been very pro AD putting this whole thing on his back. And yesterday is like, sorry, I know everybody. LeBron's back. Just do what he says.
Whose fault is that? Who's on that? That's
on LeBron.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
if there was ever a game where AD should say, man.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my teammate, LeBron James, one of the best ever to play.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back with a bad wheel, sucking it up, injured. You know what? Let's get him to help us off the bench instead of make him be the star.
You're so right. LeBron should be back to help them.
Yes.
Not everybody there to just support LeBron.
And not everybody there should just be looking around.
Yeah. Hey, LeBron, what do we do? Hey, LeBron, tell me what to do.
But whose fault is that? Is that LeBron's fault? Or
no,
is that
it's just
coaching
that
or
just,
is that the players? Whose fault is that?
LeBron.
A lot of blame
I tried to explain to you guys earlier. Nobody listens to me.
All you said.
You cannot do that on his team. He's just too much of a figure. He's too much of a presence. Nobody, not the coach, not the general manager, not the owner, not his teammates. Nobody has the guts to say, bro, sit for this game. We'll bring you back Wednesday. I'm ready to play. I'm playing.
Can't be. The season's winding down.
They lost yesterday in a game they should have won. And he came.
If LeBron
back.
Can play, he needs to play. And anybody yes. who says anything different is, I'm yes. sorry, but you're wrong.
And that's not because you're from Cleveland. It's just fact.
Yeah.
If right. you have LeBron, you play LeBron.
If they would have won yesterday, then this wouldn't even be a conversation.
That's right, but they didn't. They lost. That was the fact.
No, if they would have right, won, Cappy would have said,
crap. You know, everybody played terrible. Everyone, both ends of the floor. Not just, it had nothing to do with LeBron. He led the team in points.
Just saying it's a fact.
Cappy would have said, LeBron played, Lakers won. Fact.
Yeah, that's
what
it.
Cappy would have been
fact. That's straight so facts. Good. That's straight facts.
Masterclass.
Is what that is.
Masterclass.
All right, stick around. I have my first dilemma that I need to run by Beto. Beto is usually very good at helping me work out problems.
Wait, this is a real life problem?
This is a real life problem. This is a real life problem. And I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna give you a heads up. This real life problem includes Jim Nantz, who's calling his last Final Four this weekend. No. Yes, this is a real life problem.
You're gonna hate on Jim Nantz.
I'm not gonna hate on Jim Nantz.
Yeah, you are.
No hate.
Already know.
All love.
Already know.
All right, before we hit this break, hey, me and Sedano back at the 909 inside Yamava Resort and Casino for a college basketball national championship watch party Monday, April 3rd at 4 o'clock. Mark your calendars. Monday, April 3rd, 4 o'clock, national championship game. Me and Sedano, let's hope we get Miami versus San Diego State. Watch the game, win prizes, meet the glove, Gary Payton, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wall-to-wall LED screens, 150 of them, 32 craft beers, 4 restaurants, the perfect place to watch championship basketball action. You must be 21. Please gamble responsibly, and we'll see you on Monday, April 3rd at Yamava. Yeah, Beto's in for Shedano all week.
Yeah.
We'll be on today. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Lakers and LeBron go to Chicago to take on Pat Bev and the Bulls again.
Too small. Too small.
Then on Friday, the Lakers are out on the East Coast as well. And so Monday, Tuesday, Thursday for me and Beto.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's good.
If we can get through this first hour.
I know, right? That's the big question. Who knows? So, Beto, I've always asked you for your advice on things because you have a more cut-to-the-chase kind of perspective on life. And I sort of like, you know, I beat around the bush, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Right?
So yeah, get straight to it, man.
I got a little bit of a dilemma. Tell me what to do here. So I want to go to the Final Four. I have decided now that I would like to go to the Final Four in Houston.
Okay.
Okay?
Have you ever been to the Final Four?
I have.
So much fun.
Great event.
Especially when there's a local team.
Yeah, I'm a fan of San Diego State.
You got to go.
I was there from the beginning.
Wait, you even have a shirt. You have a brand new San Diego State Elite 8 shirt?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Bandwagon Deluxe. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And it doesn't have a Cappy Cast on there.
No, no. You know why? Because my boy Fat Tony dropped it at the crib yesterday.
Oh, your guy with the truck.
Fat Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, look, I want to go to...
Wait, is that authentic or is that bootleg?
What do you think?
Bootleg.
Of course.
Yeah. Swap meet style. Atta baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, no, man, I don't pay for the stuff that has the official license stuff. I got the bootleg stuff. That's me and my boy Fat Tony. You feel me? This is right up your alley, dog.
No, I don't wear bootleg. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so I want to go to the Final Four now.
Then go.
Okay, but hold on. So for many, many years, Beto, you know, I'm going to name drop here, Beto. Get ready. I'm name dropping in a big way. Get ready, Laura. I'm getting ready for a big old name drop here.
All right.
You know, Beto, I'm very tight with Jim Nantz from CBS Sports. You know this, right?
No, I didn't know that. That's awesome. Yeah. Hello, friends.
Yes, hello, friends is right.
Yeah, he lives at Pebble Beach. What a great guy.
Used to, yeah. Moved to Nashville. Now.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of unfortunate. It's part of the story now. So for many, many years, Jim Nantz has promised me, I'm putting this in quotes, promised, right? Like a parent promising a child. Jim Nantz has, again, in quotes, promised me that should San Diego State make it to the Final Four, I get to fly on Air Nantz, and I get courtside tickets.
Okay.
Now, when Jim Nantz makes this incredibly generous offer.
That will never happen.
Correct. Right. He'll never happen.
No.
San Diego State ain't going to no Final Fours. You know? Yeah. Now, it's the last Final Four that Nantz is calling. It's in his hometown of Houston, and San Diego State made it, and here's my dilemma.
There's no dilemma.
Do I send Jim correspondence that says, hey, Jim, just thought the week of the Final Four, I just throw you an email or a text that says, hey, remember that whole thing we were doing for years and years that if San Diego State makes it to the Final Four, Air Nantz and courtside tickets, remember that?
Okay. All right.
What do I do?
Okay. When was the last time you talked to Jim Nantz?
2 weeks ago, beginning of the tournament.
Did you bring this up?
I said to him, keep an eye on the Aztecs.
did you bring this up?
No, I sort of was just kind of like, you
did,
know,
just like LeBron didn't the, play, the, blah, blah, know, blah.
Yeah.
Did you say, hey, Jim, keep an eye on Aztecs. Remember, if they go to the Final Four, you got me, right? Did you say this?
I did not say that.
Then, no.
So, is it worth
when it? When was the last time he made this quote-unquote offer?
I'd say probably within the last 2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
Within the last two years.
Because a couple years ago, during the COVID year, they had a squad that they thought would be a number one seed.
They were solid, yeah.
And had a really good chance at maybe winning the whole tournament. That's what they thought. Mm-hmm. So probably around that time.
Yeah, hey, it's COVID time. I can get you front row seats, no problem.
No, but this was even way before that. But you're right. He never in a million years would think that they'd be going to the Final Four. So here's my question. Do I send a message to Jim Nance? Hey, Jim, I know it's your last Final Four, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of celebration. Oh, by the way, it's in your hometown of Houston, Texas. But
all right, here's what you do.
The Aztecs made it. Can I get the Air Nance, and can I get the courtside seats?
Here's what you got to do.
Okay, tell me.
Don't be greedy.
Okay.
All right. Don't be cappy here.
Okay. Tell me what to do. Tell me, Beto. Tell me what to do.
Are you going to the Final Four no matter what?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No. Oh. But if Jim said this to me, hey, I can't send Air Nance, but what I can do is I can get you those courtside seats, but do me a favor, just get yourself out here. I mean, at that point.
This is what I'm talking about. Don't be greedy. So what you do.
Yeah,
you
tell me.
You send a message.
Yep.
Hey, Jim. Or hello, friend.
Hello, friends.
Yep. Hey, Aztecs. Woo. Send them a picture of you in your bandwagon bootleg shirt.
Yeah.
From the swap meet. Boom. We're ready to go. See you in Nashville, Jim. Let me know if you hear of any tickets. Boom.
Oh.
You cannot ask for an airfare.
Okay.
Because damn, get your own damn plane. You got all these miles.
I don't know. He got a private plane.
He doesn't live here anymore.
I know. That's the problem.
Okay. So if he lived out here, then yeah, he moved to Nashville. He doesn't have it.
What do you guys think? I mean,
yeah, Lins? I'm not done
well,
with
how,
it.
How good of friends
done.
Are
oh,
you?
Oh, you're not done with my request.
Well, I thought you were saying just don't be greedy.
Yeah. You say, hey, see you out there.
Okay.
All right. Let me know if you hear of any tickets. The San Diego State fans are coming strong, Jim. Didn't get a credential. You lay out all the things of why you don't have anything.
Okay.
Remember, you promised me courtside. Don't need them. Hey, I'll sit a row behind you. That's okay with me.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so now I'm saying, hey, I don't have to have the best seats in the house, but I need you to get me tickets.
You just want to be in the building.
Yeah.
Courtside, come on. Come on, bro.
I mean, that's just it. Is everybody's pressuring me now. Like, everybody's like, dude, you got to call him. You got to contact him.
Also, Lindsay, how many tickets is Cappy going to ask for?
Probably
you can't
four.
Ask for,
four.
No, you can't ask for four. No.
No, four. No,
two.
No good.
That's it.
Two.
You can't ask for four.
One.
Two.
One.
One.
You.
Yeah. Me?
You.
Well,
yeah.
Well, no, wait. The reason why you can't, I feel like you just ask for yourself, but nobody gives pairs or nobody gives tickets in singles. Like, that's just not a thing.
I know. That's why Cappy, she's like, hey, just one. Just get me in, bro.
Yeah, you're just going to go. If you're just going to go by yourself.
No, I wasn't.
Cappy.
I was planning on taking rubber Rachel.
Okay, then you ask for one.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lindsay said, nobody just gives you one. Right. They're going to give you two, but you ask for one.
Here's what you say. One courtside or a pair to get in.
Okay.
No, I think you. How
come on. Now we can leave Rachel out.
No, no. Rachel's got to be with me.
No.
She got to. See?
Oh, okay. She's the Aztec fan.
If she was an Aztec fan all of a sudden yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. She went to San Diego State and now she's an Aztec fan.
But Cappy, if
Jim sure you bring that up.
Yeah. If he says he only has one courtside ticket,
yeah.
What do?
I give it to her.
Oh! Forget it. Forget it.
That's cute, but
no.
Nah,
no, it's not.
I wouldn't do it.
No, it's
not. Hell no. Look. Beto had really good seats for the Clippers when you left them hanging last time, right?
Right, uh-huh.
And my man's a Clipper fan, but I ain't going to give him my seat. I ain't even a Clipper fan, but I would have went. I was like, sorry, babe, not your turn.
Front row.
I mean, I feel like I'm close enough with Jim. I feel like I'm close enough
with
Jim.
Well, that's my question is how close are you with him,
Cappy? I mean, he
said they talked 2 weeks ago. Send him the text right now. All right, let's work this out.
How good of friends are you? Like, does he send you a text on your birthday to say happy birthday?
Scott Kaplan, you really are one of a kind. Love being your friend.
Oh, that's a cameo. That ain't real. No.
Did he wish you happy birthday recently?
I mean,
no, guys don't do that.
Yeah, guys don't do that.
No, you'll
hello,
do it
friends. My role here is a very simple one. Just to extend my warmest birthday greetings to you, Scott Kaplan. I heard today about this being your 50th birthday. And
I heard about it today. I didn't know it was your birthday.
Will you let him finish?
No, he's done. Done, Cappy.
Yeah, come on.
No chance.
You don't think so?
But text it.
Should I send him an email?
No.
Should I just leave him alone? Should I just put it in the universe? Like, hello, friend.
Text him right now.
Can I please go to
the
final four?
Give me your phone. I'll text him.
You know what? Beto has a good idea. Just put on the bootleg San Diego State Aztecs t-shirt. Send him a pic and be like, woo, you're rooting for the Aztecs, something like that.
No, yeah, send him a picture.
Don't even say anything about tickets or anything. Lindsay's right.
Send him a reminder. Like, hey, look, the Aztecs made it to the Final Four, and I've got my bootleg t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And then maybe it sparks a memory for him.
Yes.
Like, oh, yes, like, I remember that now. Oh, my God, I got it. No?
Hey,
no.
Hey, you got to go.
No.
Hey, King.
I think you should. No, I don't think
I'm right there with you, Lindsay. Take the picture, send it, but then put, where do I pick up my tickets? Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, well,
see you in Houston.
Should I pick them up at will call, or is there any pregame festivities that I should know about? Are you having a party Sunday night?
You could put, where do I pick up my tickets, LOL, to
and
make
period.
It look like you're
Boom.
Just joking.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. And period. Yeah. Don't ask for anything else.
All right, that's a good idea.
Do it right now. I'll take the picture.
See, I knew this was going to be helpful.
You want me to text
Jim? I'm going to need your help.
Give me Jim's number.
All right, stand by. Hold on 1 second. All right, stick around, everybody.
You don't have his number.
Yes, coming up. What we all need to know. We'll have that right around the corner. And the Rams are asking you in advance for your forgiveness. What does that mean? Get to that story coming up. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap.